Missing breakfast is costing the UK economy £8 million a day. That's £2 billion over the course of a year. So just why does skipping breakfast cost us so much? Nutritionist Juliet Kellow has the answers.
Basically, it's because people who skip breakfast, they take longer to reach their full productivity in the workplace. So 14% of people in the UK are actually skipping breakfast, and it takes them 2 hours before they actually sort of really get into the full flow. And of course, the real problem with this is that people who are skipping breakfast say that they actually feel more stressed, they have less energy, they're not able to concentrate as well. They're very easily distracted and short-tempered and have less patience. And all of these things really can impact on their performance in the workplace and also stop them getting ahead in the career ladder, that stops them from reaching their full potential and getting to the top of their professions.
If we know it's not good for the workplace and they say they're not enjoying it either because they're stressed and irritable and so on, why is it that so many people do miss breakfast?
The main reason that people say they skip breakfast is usually one related to time. So they say they don't have time to actually go out and, you know, make a meal in the morning. They're busy running around, looking after kids, for example, packing their bag for work, thinking of 101 things for the day ahead. But we do know that breakfast is really important. And we also know it doesn't have to be massively complicated or an elaborate affair. You don't need to turn into Nigella to actually create sort of like a healthy breakfast. There are three kind of typical breakfasts which can help to boost your performance. And the good news is you can actually get these sort of like on the hoof. So for example, one of the breakfasts that's been put together is a de-stressor breakfast. So it's packed with foods to help you feel calmer and more relaxed. And this breakfast would have things like banana with yogurts and pumpkin seeds, and then also things like scrambled eggs on toast. And the reason that works to de-stress you is, first of all, it's got lots of magnesium in, and magnesium helps muscles to relax generally, so that we sort of physically feel less stressed out and tense. And also it contains eggs which help to boost levels of a happy chemical in the brain called serotonin, and serotonin really acts as nature's own tranquilizer. It really helps us to feel calmer and happier. So, you know, as I say, you don't have to have sort of like loads and loads of cooking hours in the kitchen to get breakfast, and you can simply pick up breakfast on the move as well.
So this is actually for de-stressing you, but what about just making sure that you have enough energy to get through the day?
This has typically got lots of carbohydrate-rich foods which release energy nice and slowly throughout the morning, so you don't get these dips in energy that leave you very tired, irritable, hungry, generally quite grouchy. And this type of breakfast would be something like a bowl of porridge, for example, and then baked beans on whole grain toast. So you've got lots of carbs in there. As I say, it causes your blood sugar levels to rise nice and slowly, and then dip nice and slowly. And as well as actually sort of like giving you plenty of energy to keep you going all morning, this type of breakfast is particularly good if you want to lose weight as well, because it helps to fill you up and you're not going to get those mid-morning munchies that leave you snacking on the high calorie, fatty and sugary foods.
Now, I know that lots of times people do talk about having a kind of a carby breakfast like porridge or beans on toast. But in fact, a lot of cutting edge research, sort of more on the frontier science side, is saying that those kind of heavy breakfasts actually take a lot of time to digest. They therefore take a lot of energy out of your body and leave you feeling very tired. And in fact, you'd be much better off with like a raw fruit and veg type breakfast.
No, I mean, all the evidence is suggesting that you don't have to ban carbs from your diet. It's important to choose the right ones. And the right types of carbs are typically the ones which release energy slowly, for the ones with the low glycemic index. So if you're choosing your carbs right, in the same way that it's important to choose the right sorts of fat, it's important to choose the right sorts of carbs as well. And it's exactly that reason that they help to fill you up, that they're so important in terms of weight control, but also giving you that gentle energy release throughout the whole morning, so you don't end up snacking.
That's nutritionist Juliet Kellow.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.